702. The Friday Mix. Food.
Well, my guest was nodding away, also quite amused by the reaction that we got to that audio. Carla Fitton is the owner of Plan B Dessertery, which is now also available in Johannesburg. It's a concept that she's brought from Durban, where it initially opened. So earlier on, we got to enjoy some of the beautiful items on their menu. It is all about desserts, by the way. So if you want a way of celebrating the events of this week, you know, with the Sona happening tonight and so on, this new re-energized, rejuvenated South Africa, this is one way you can spoil yourself. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Zanya. Thank you so much for having me.
What a really cool concept.
Thank you. I also think so.
How did you come across it?
So my husband and I actually, we often go to Durban down for holiday. And around September, we, because of Instagram, you know how things spread on Instagram, we noticed a bubble waffle. And then we've just followed the trail. And we ended up in Durban North, where the first store, the first Plan B dessertery was.
Yeah.
And we had amazing desserts. And one thing led to another. And we opened on the 6th of December. It was so quick.
And now you're in Rosebank.
Yes, yes.
Wow, how's the trade been there?
Very good. We're very happy. It's amazing.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, we spoiled our colleagues because they just kept coming down. They were walking around with these cones with the bubble waffle within the paper cone. So you fill the paper cone with the bubble waffle and then fillings go inside the waffle.
Yes. So what we do is we use a special machine that's that actually comes from Hong Kong, because the bubble waffle originated in Hong Kong. So we fold it into a cone and then we put some toppings at the bottom. So you have a sweet ending, two scoops of ice cream and then more toppings at the top. Yeah. So it's amazing. We've got 9 flavors. Of our best sellers is the Chocoholic, and I guess that speaks for itself.
The ice cream was delicious. Where does it come from?
It comes from a local supplier called Huberto's. They're based in Joburg, so they are wonderful. And they actually make the double choc ice cream for us, especially for us, and as well as the caramel ice cream. So we're very excited that they decided to help us out and have a special range for us.
Yeah, because with a dessert like that, it needs to be just right, you know. So in choosing those flavors, you don't want it too sweet, but you also want it true to what it is, you know. Yes. It is dessert. So how do you guys make sure that there is that balance, that there is the right complement of toppings and combinations?
I'll be honest, we're not stingy with our toppings.
I mean, there were Oreos falling off that one.
So I think that's what we're trying to do, is really spoil people. So if your hard-earned money at the end of the week, you know, if you want to come spend that, we really want to spoil you. So we're not stingy. So I guess the balance comes from the flavors. So the Oreos go really well with the double chocolate ice cream, and then I guess the cream sort of breaks that. But I'll be lying, it's really sweet.
Nazir has tweeted us saying, can you ask her about the halal status of Plan B?
Yes, so we're actually in talks with Sana, a local organization, and we're in the process of applying with them. So hopefully soon we'll have certification. But we're definitely halal friendly. We don't have any pork or alcohol or any pork products on site. So yeah, we're definitely halal friendly.
Fantastic. I know there was a halal market that also took off. I mean, the array of products that could potentially get this approval is so broad.
Yes.
And it's important that more and more establishments start to be aware of that. So what's the plan? What's the plan?
What's the plan?
Plan B. After dinner, especially.
Yes, definitely.
So you plan to grow, no doubt?
Yes, definitely, especially in Johannesburg in 2018. So there's a big strategy for Plan B dessertries and becoming a household name in South Africa. Yes.
And then there was the one that looked like a taco, but it's a dessert taco.
Yes.
That was delicious. Wait, before we even get to that, I have a confession, and I hope the social media guys don't use an image of me literally tearing that bubble waffle with my hands and scooping some ice cream. There's a WhatsApp video of a lady who eats ice cream with her hands at a restaurant. So I felt like I was her for that moment. If I embarrassed you in any way, Carla, with
not
your delicious
all.
Spread,
not at all.
My apologies. So this taco, it's a sugar cone, taco. and then you've stuffed it with different things.
Yeah, so instead of doing a normal sugar cone that you hold, we actually dry it out on a special rack so it forms a taco, and then we fill it with different fillings. So this is the specific one you had was a caramello. Mm-hmm. So we use our fancy caramel ice cream, and we do candied nuts, and then a soft marshmallow on top that we then toast with our butane.
There's something so special about toasted marshmallow. Something so unique, and that's why that also stood out. And then that topping drizzled with that caramello, yes. Then you dig in, you put your spoon in there, and there you have the ice cream underneath, and of course the nuts with that sugar cone taco.
Yes.
Well, if that is correct. That's correct. What else then do we find on your menu?
You find churros, actually. So we've got, it's a Spanish type pastry. So we do churros. We actually do a filled churro with white chalk custard and milk chalk custard. It's our best seller. Does extremely well. People rave about it.
Love churros.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, you are the devil. It is so decadent and delicious. It is so decadent and delicious. And then the water, you brought this beautifully bottled water with different artistic brands on them. Or branded or designed in a very artistic way. What's the story behind that?
Yes, so at Plan B Dessertery, we really want to partner with local organizations and local small businesses, and the water is actually called It's Not Made in China. So they're also from Durban, and what they do is they sort of give it a platform for young illustrators and designers to submit their work, and then if those drawings or designs are chosen, they then get printed on the bottles. Mm-hmm. And we find that a lot of our customers actually come and collect them.
Nice.
And so I think it's a wonderful platform for young creatives as well, and we're supporting that, so that's great.
What's your Instagram page so that everybody can rush there to see exactly what we're talking
about? Yes, so our Instagram page is at Plan B Dessertery. So like you would say eatery, it's dessertery, E-R-T-Y.
Mm-hmm. Well, nice. All of the best.
Thank
it was
you.
Absolutely delicious. For a waffle and a dessert lover, this certainly hit the spot. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
That was Carla Fitton, and she is the owner of Plan B Dessertery. So the first one in Johannesburg is in Rosebank, and it's owned by Carla. So make your way there. Make your way there for a decadent way of wrapping up the afternoon with a nice dessert. You're going to be quiet. You are going to love it, and it's going to satisfy your sweet tooth.